So this lesson is number 177, and it's called Making the Spine Flexible and Integrating It. So again, legs long, arms down by your side. Just notice how you are now so you have a reference to compare to at the end of the lesson. And we're going to involve your head and neck a little bit more this time. I'm just doing some things there. But go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And see how that feels. And I forgot to ask you guys, is it feeling a little cool in here, or are you guys good?
Yeah, cool.
A little cool? Okay. I'm going to turn this on. I apologize for not asking sooner. At least I ask now. Better late than never. And we'll just run that for a few minutes. So I'll just talk really loud. Can everybody, if you can't hear me, just let me know, but I try to project pretty well. Good. Okay, so bringing your head back to the center, you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And once in standing, so this is another movement that many of you know who've worked with me, and many of you maybe learned it from someone else, but you'll probably learn it a little different with me. So when your feet are standing, you want your heels lined up with the sit bones. So you get a sense where that's at, okay? And you're going to very gently flatten the lower back. No lifting, right? Just think of putting a little pressure there. Those of you that are acute, be careful. And then guess what you're going to do? You're going to go the other way, right? Push the belly out and come to sit on the tailbone. Okay? So you want the belly to come forward, and as Sandy so nicely talked about, when your belly comes forward, what's even more important is your pubic bone. So the pubic bone moves away from you. So truly, if you were a dog, if you had a tail, you're going to sit on that tail. So all you're doing, there's no, quote, lifting, right? You're rocking back and forth. You're arching one way, and then you're arching the other way, right? So if you notice, in the Feldenkrais, we do always both directions. We never go one way.
So it's like cat camel on your back.
It's exactly like cat camel on your hands and knees, but we're on our back, exactly. So in time, right, to really encourage to be able to sit on the sit bones, you really want to bring that belly forward, pubic bone down, and you create an arch in the lower back. Again, those of you that are acute, go careful with it, right? Because if a disc is still out, that's going to pinch, right? So you want to be careful. Yep, so that means do small. Right? And sometimes when I say do so small, it means you can just imagine it. So when I first got into this work, after my accident, I couldn't move my whole left leg. I couldn't move my left toes, my foot. So I had to imagine doing it. Excellent. And just bounce. Does that work? Right? Less is more so. Like with Rick here, we found a way where he can still do a little arch. And remember, back in the brain, even if he can do the tiniest arch, that's telling his whole system arching's okay. It doesn't matter the size of the arch. You gotta get that. Size has nothing to do with anything. In the brain, all that matters is that you can do the arch or not. So you wanna stay in that place where it's comfortable. So this is another great thing to do after airplane rides and things like that. Everybody good? How are you doing over here? Good? Is everybody getting the idea of that pubic bone coming forward? Excellent. Now is that too much on the back, on the side? Okay. See if you can push this out a little bit more. That's what I want to see. So can you start to feel, too, the connection to your head? Right, so when the belly pushes out, your head pulls down, right, because everything's connected. So you're actually creating length amongst each vertebra, all the way up to the cervical part of your spine and the occiput. Does everybody feel like that's clear? Excellent. Okay, so you're going to pause with that, keeping your legs bent. Keep your legs bent and standing. And now we're going to do, we're actually going to lead into a lift. So you're going to interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Okay, and just kind of hang out like that for a moment. So your hands are interlaced under your head. Your feet are still standing. So I want to describe the movement and then you get a visual. I think of the base of a rocking horse. Okay, so does everybody have an image? You know, a rocking horse has got four legs and it's on a long arc, right? A long bent piece of wood or two. Got the image? Okay, so that's what kind of you're going to create for yourself. So in a moment, you're going to lift first the pelvis away from the floor a little bit, and then you're going to lift your head. So that's the two endpoints of the base of the rocking horse. And you're going to keep them lifted. And then you're going to rock like a rocking horse. So if you're on a rocking horse, if the front part comes down, let's say that your butt lowers a little bit, the head lifts higher. Feet stay on the ground. So your feet stay on the ground. So your feet lift your pelvis, and then your head. So your pelvis and head's lifted, and then you're going to rock through your back. So so keep your head, and now lift your pelvis. Excellent. Lift your head. Keep them up. That's it. You move this a little higher and lower your head a little bit. There. Now lower this a little bit and lift your head. And find how to do that together. There. And are you okay with that? Excellent. So there's the lifting. That's it. When you lower your head, you're doing beautiful. Okay, Susan. Easy. That's it. Excellent. But never does your pelvis touch again. Now, are you okay with this, Rick? There. And as you lower, excellent. Beautiful. Everybody breathing. Now, Paula, you can turn on this, right? So I don't want to swap to you. Okay, so lift them together. So first lift your pelvis and hold it up. So when you lift your pelvis, you hold it in there. Now lift your head and keep them both up. Now lower this a little bit, and lift this more. And then lift this back up there. You're a rocking horse. Right? You're rocking through the middle part of your back. So this is my favorite thing to do after flying, because it resets your whole spine. So remember, your pelvis stays lifted the whole time and your head. They never touch, right? They don't touch with the rocking horse, right? Just as the pelvis lowers, the head lifts a little bit more. And then as you lower the head, the pelvis lifts a little higher. Think the base of a rocking horse.
You get a little tummy in this.
And you get a lot of tummy in this, right? Don't you? Right, this is what I mean. You don't have to tell your abs what to do. They know what to do. They know when to engage. Bayard, how's that? This is a real good one for you. Sandy, this is a good one for you too. Everybody good? You feel like you've got your rocking horse? Okay, everybody rest. Lengthen your legs, arms come by your side, and rest. They will automatically And notice the minute you lift your head, what happens? Exactly, your abdominals tighten immediately, don't they? Right? You don't need to tell them what to do. So you lift your head and you feel that? It goes immediately there. Does everybody feel that? Okay, so now this is really fun. So now this next time what you're going to do is you're going to tighten your abdominals before you lift your head. So tighten them and then lift your head. And is that harder?
It is harder.
It's harder, right? So that's why it's so stupid. Right? That's why we make life so miserable. So you're tightening your abs and you're going to try to lift your head and you don't have them to help lift the head. Right? They're designed to kick in as your head lifts. But when we act so silly and we tighten them before, we actually make it miserable for us. So then what has to kick in? Patrick? What kicks in then? If you do the abs first, what has to work?
Neck.
Exactly. Excellent, you guys. So now you know why people have neck issues. They're walking around contracting their abdominals all the time. That's why they have neck issues. Because you need the abdominals to stabilize your head. You don't hold your head up from your neck. Your back and your abdominals is how you carry yourself. Does that make sense, everyone? Got it? Okay, good. So let that go, just rest that for a minute. Does that make sense to everybody? You know, the best way to learn something is just experience it. You know, but people, when they just tell you things, we're gullible. We listen to everything, right? Okay, so now we're going to do the opposite of what you just did. So instead of lifting your head, you're going to take your head backwards and make sure your head's on the mat. So you need to scoot down a little bit. So you're going to think of, and let me describe it first. So you're going to think of pressing the back of your head into the floor. And to do that, you must lift your back, your upper back from the floor. Okay? Otherwise, you'll hurt your neck. Okay? So as you press it back, the chest lifts and the upper back is away from the floor. Excellent, right? Remember when we put the roller under your back? That's like what we did. Excellent. So make sure, beautiful, Eileen. Make sure the chest lifts and I want your legs long. So what happens with the hip flexors? They should release. Your legs should slide away from you. Does it make sense? Is that you okay? I'm going to sleep. Okay, yeah. So if you can, I'd like you to make a big enough bridge. You can almost come onto the top of your head, but a rodent can go under your back. Excellent. And it actually feels really great. But people don't realize how strong, right, the connection between your head and your back. Yeah! They don't have to hold. Right? Let's look at this. And now put your head back. Trust it. There! And now let your shoulders come in back. And now let go. Try it again. Up. Excellent. Okay? So this is another way to get those back muscles working. Right? This is the same thing as lying on your stomach. But it's in a way safer. So you press your head. See how Susan is moving my head? I want a big heart. Yeah. This is going to help that shoulder blade. Doesn't it feel good? Craig, you know this one, right? Barb, you know this, right? Bond, you okay? That's it, Della. Right, and you can hang in this position as long as you want. So this will help with neck and back issues.
Shoulder blades were
actually the problem. That's a good one.
Really good. Did you do it okay?
Yep.
Put a little bit more into the cup. Yes. Yes. More than you want. That. You okay? Excellent. Is everybody okay? Everybody got Kathy good? Everybody got that? Okay. Okay, rest a bit. Right, so just as you're resting, does that make sense how that's the same as the airplane? I'm stretching your mind for physics today. Right? So if you're on your belly, you lift your arms and take your head up, right? That's the same thing as being on your back, pressing your head into your core. But it feels totally different. Right? Feels totally different. Okay, so we're gonna now do it in another position, both of these two movements. This is when you're gonna roll onto your stomach. So you're lying on your stomach, you're gonna place your forehead down. So that means your head is not turned. And your arms are gonna be, if they can, long. So the two options, I'm sorry, I didn't say that well, long up above you. So either the arms are long on the floor above you or kind of like a push-up position, okay? For those of you who have some acuteness going on, like Sandy, be careful with this. And Bear, you guys be really careful with this. Okay, but this is so fun. So you get to use your arms in the beginning. So either they can be down kind of a push-up or long. But what you're going to do is you're going to start to take your head and you're going to come on, again, it's like coming onto the top of your head by looking down towards your belly button. So you've got to lift the upper back. Beautiful. That's it, Susan. So you've got to lift back to the upper back. So it's like you scoop your head to look at your navel. The whole upper back has to lift. And this was the same as when you were on your back, lifting your head, looking at your toes.
Does your navel go forward?
Scoops a little bit. Yeah. So look towards your navel, and if you can get good enough to not use the arms, but don't be too aggressive too soon. So scoop and look, and lift the whole upper back. And tuck the chin. So the chin tuck under, right, down into your chest. Good. How's everyone doing? Okay? Okay, so let's see if we can now alternate this movement with a little bit of the airplane movement. So what you're going to do the first time is be with your forehead, scoop under, lift the upper back, right? You should feel the abdominals, right? You're looking towards your belly, what you just did. Then as you lower back down, you're then going to lift your head a little bit to look at the back wall, right? And that's like taking your head back. We're just doing it on the belly. Excellent. And you go back down. Use the pressure of your head so that you don't shake. So press your head down. Press, press, press. There, press and use those arms. Now let it sink and go the other way. That's it, Bob. Excellent. Go gently. That's it, Carol. That's it. Ricky, you can have your arms up. So you can use your arms a little bit. So tuck your head under. Do that. Excellent. And keep your head down. Make sure it's touching. Touch, touch, touch. That's it. It's going to stretch out your neck. And now sink here as you lift your head. Everybody getting it? So have your arms up. Yeah. And make sure your arms up. So when you tuck your head, you've got to have your head on the ground so it pops this upper back up. And you guys, this is going to help that upper back so much. I'm sitting here. So tuck, 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 lift. And then drop and scoop up. Don't go up too much, just think of sinking there. And now back down and tuck and lift under here. One more, more. There, that's what I want to see. Gently. Let's not lift your legs or your arms yet. Just do the scooping with the upper back.
Good.
Okay, enough of that, and let's roll onto the back stance. So, does it make sense that that's another folding and unfolding? But now that we're doing it with the upper back, it's just become maybe simple. Maybe not. Okay, legs long. Right, so try to avoid going to that bending the legs. And, you know, some of you have done that a lot. If you can, just go to the line, the legs long, arms long. And if you notice for yourself, any of you in here, if one particular movement aggravates, call me over, right? And we'll make sure that we either take it out, try it a little different way. And all it means if you're aggravated with movement is just either you're not ready for it, but it doesn't mean that in time you can't be ready for it. Let's let that go. Roll over and rest on your back. Legs long, arms long. And then you lift the spine and drop the head. And when you drop the head and lift the spine, that's the rocking horse position. Right? When you were on your back, that's the rocking horse. Now, some of you, very few of you though, I'm really impressed. Only one or two of you is moving forward and back over your knees. So if you do that, that means you're not sinking. Right? So you lift the back and sink the back without moving forward on your knees and hands. Excellent. Nice. Okay, then let's go back onto your backs again and rest. That should be good for you, Sandy. Have it out.
Good.
Right, so there should be no holding your breath. Excellent, you guys have become good rockers. Okay, let that go and rest. Unbelievable. So if you imagine what I describe, everything
everything's already going to know what to do. It's so powerful. I mean, I think in some ways I was so lucky when I started this work that that was my only option, because I didn't have movement in my left leg, and so I had to imagine it, and I didn't have a choice. So I really got to learn the power of using my thought and imagination. So you can imagine with your legs long and your arms down by your side, and then palms are down, elbows a little bit wide, that you're going to start with that movement we did about lifting the head, and you felt the abdominals kick in. But you're going to continue to lift your head, so you start to come up to sitting, just like what we did when we were in sitting, right? And there's this moment, no, not that way, Julie, you lift your head to look at your feet, right? But don't do it, just think, you're going to lift your head to look at your feet, and the higher you bring yourself up, as if you're going to sit, you start to bring some weight into your arms, right? And there's a point where you can eventually sit up, but what has to happen? You've got to push the pubic bone forward, right? And the belly forward. It'll be easy. So start first by lifting your head. So first the abdominals contract, then the shoulders lift. And how can we keep lifting? Come up to sitting. There we go. And push the belly forward. The knees can bend. Excellent! Beautiful. And then you're going to reverse it. You lean on the hands, you bend the elbows, you go into rounding, hence the abdominals kick in, right? You go back down, and then you're going to try it again. Are you okay?
Yeah, that one's going down, it's not good.
Okay, so let's figure out why. So, good. And eventually, nice, Bob, you won't even need your hands. So spread your legs, it's much better if your legs are apart. Because, right, your legs are glued together, there's not room for the belly to push forward. So, Patrick, when you come up, stop right there. Now, come up and bring, push out. That's it.
It causes problems sometimes. It makes my back spasm.
Is that right now?
No.
Okay, and just go back a little bit. So, use your hands. Round a little bit. And welcome back up. Stop right there. Maybe that's right.
Okay.
Okay, is everybody else okay? Rick?
Yep.
Bob?
Yep.
Is everybody good? They are?
Mm-hmm. Nails right here at the front.
So you use the power of pushing your belly out. And you can bend your knees, Patrick. Yep, you can bend your knees. Okay, how are you guys doing in front? Okay? So if it's hard, if it's feeling too difficult, you can revert back to the sitting way. Okay? I don't want anybody to remember, you do not want to signal pain. So all it means is we change the way we approach it. That's all we do. That's all we've been doing all day long. Changing, folding, and unfolding. So come to the sitting place, and if you can start sitting tall, and just round a little bit. You don't need to go all the way down. And then come back, right? I'd rather you learn that you don't even need your hands. And really push that belly out, okay? Get tall. Do you guys feel how you grow tall? Well, you can put a hand on top of your head. You shrink, and you get tall. You shrink, you get tall. Right, so whenever something hurts, if it means it's too much, you go to something smaller. Much better, Patrick. Get that belly forward. Good. You okay, Rick? Susan? Excellent. Now, if you feel like you can do it all the way from being on your back, give it a try one more time. If you don't want to, do what feels the best to you. Just one or two more times. Choose what feels the best for you. And that includes if you want to roll over to your hands and knees, if you want to do cat and camel. So you can that's it. Push, 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 push. Arch and get tall. You're coming along. Patrick, good. Right, so the only reason it spasms is if there's a disc in the back. That's why it does it. So that means just do less, not to agitate it. Right, but we talked about that before. The only reason extension will ever create spasms or pain, it means you've got a slight bulge. Right, so you don't go to that place, do you? What does it mean? It means you fold more and you do a little unfold. That's what it means, right? Because even if you do a little unfold, right, it's still unfolding. That's all we care about, that the brain understands. Right? So what you're in charge of is gauging yourself. I can't come home with you tonight. Right? And I can't walk around with you all day long. I can't help you in your cars. I can't do grocery shopping for you. I can't sit at your computers with you. But hopefully what I did is taught you all the tools today of you to figure out how to do all this on your own. So, okay, let's take one more rest on your back. See how you're feeling. And then just take a moment to think about today and highlight for yourself one, two, maybe it's even three of the movements that stick out for you that really seem profound, that really made a difference for you. And I just encourage you for you first to notice those, so that you can remind yourself to repeat. So whenever something feels good, do it again. Because your body likes it and it had meaning for your body. So those are the places to start. Not to go after the most challenging things. Start what was easy, what felt good, and what now stands out for you. And then you can add in the other.
Okay, so in a moment, you're going to take your time and come up to sitting. If you would prefer standing, you can stand, otherwise sit, and we'll just kind of wrap it up before you guys take off. If sitting's okay, that's great. If you would like to still lie, you can. Whatever you're comfortable with, or stand. So, how is everyone doing? Good?
Better.
Better? Is everybody feeling better? Okay, are there any questions? Does anybody want to ask anything or does anybody want to share anything? Yes, Bob.
That one where you lie down, low bench. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay there. Feet off, hands off.
Right, that pillow where?
today. So these lessons will be on my website. Okay, so my website is my name. It's really easy. So you go to it, and if you want, you can write the numbers down again. But actually what it'll say, there'll be a place that'll say workshops. It'll be today's date, and it'll be called the Lower Back Pain Workshop. So you can re-listen to these lessons, okay? And part of the lecture was on there too. And then that's why I gave you the handouts, so that they should help remember the different things to do for your back.
SharonStarica.com. So, and besides today, there will also be...